Today is election day. Albertans will be able to vote in the 2025 federal election on Monday, April 28, with polls opening at 7:30 a.m. and closing at 7:30 p.m. Those living in the Red Deer riding will choose from the following candidates: Elias Ossifa, New Democrat Party; Burton Bailey, Conservative Party of Canada; Ayaz Bengish, Liberal Party of Canada; Kyla Court, People's Party of Canada; Ashley MacDonald, Green Party of Canada; and Brandon Pringle, Christian Heritage Party of Canada. The Battle River Crowfoot candidates are Jonathan Bridges, People's Party; Douglas Gook, Green Party; Damian Kurek, Conservative; James McKay, NDP; and Brent Sutton, Liberal. The Leduc-Wetaskiwin riding candidates are Ronald Brokaw, Libertal; Kirk Kayer, United Party; Christopher Everingham, Canadian Future Party; Jose Flores, PPC; Mike Lake, Conservative; and Catherine Swampy, NDP. The Pinoka-Disparee riding candidates are Grant Abraham, United Party of Canada; Blaine Calkins, Conservative; Larry Grattan, PPC; Logan Hooley, NDP; and Zarnab Zafar, Independent. The Yellowhead riding candidates are Vicky Bayford, PPC; Michael Fark, Liberal; Dale Heath, Christian Heritage Party; Avni Soma, NDP; and William Stevenson, Conservative. People who are already registered at their current address should have received a voter information card in the mail. This card shows where and when to vote. Voters can also find their polling station by entering their postal code on the Elections Canada website, www.elections.ca, or by calling Elections Canada at 1-800-463-6868. Voters must prove their identity and address with a driver's license or any other Canadian government-issued identity document with their name, photo, and current address. If voters don't have any of those documents, they can show two pieces of identification, at least one of which having your current address. If that isn't possible, voters must declare their identity and address in writing and have someone with there who can vouch for them. This person must prove their identity and address with government-issued ID. Each person can vouch for only one person.